35 years ago, this film hit movie theaters across the country.
I wanted to ask you about my salary. I don't think I can
live on... That's a very touchy subject around here. You have to take that up with our boss, Mr. Hart.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all so new.
Don't worry, you're going to get the hang of it. Then you'll really be sorry.
Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda in 9 to 5. Well, now those two stars are reuniting in the Netflix series Grace and Frankie, which debuts tomorrow. They are both with us from New York. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, it is such an honor to have both of you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jeremy.
We're very happy to be here. We both love NPR.
Well, what was it like to work together in this?
Oh, it was natural. It was fun. We looked forward to it. We had fun every day.
I felt lucky. It's hard work doing an episodic television series, and so it was great to have somebody you care for and trust.
Well, and in this series, you play two women. Jane Fonda, you are Grace. Lily Tomlin, you're Frankie. Your husbands are business partners, and in the first episode, they take you to this fancy restaurant to break the news that they are leaving both of you because they are in love with each other. And we hear from Frankie in this clip, first talking with her husband, Saul, who's played by Sam Waterston. Let's listen.
How long has this been going on?
Well, it's been, I don't know exactly,
20 years.
You don't think there was a better time to tell us this? Like, say, any time over the last two decades?
I'm gonna throw up.
I'm so sorry.
Why now?
We wanted to get married.
Oh. Married?
Because we can do that now.
I know. I hosted that fundraiser.
Oh, my God. This is why you brought us here. You didn't want me to make a scene, did you, Robert? You thought this place would protect you. You spineless chicken.
Don't do that.
And we see Grace there, played by you, Jane Fonda, lunge at your husband, Robert, who's played by Martin Sheen. Who came up with this idea, this plotline, or what appealed to you about it?
Marta Kaufman, who is the co-creator of Friends, called us both up and said she had an idea to pitch to us, and we were together when she told us the concept.
Yeah, we thought it was a great idea.
Why? What did you like about it?
Well, we liked playing women of a certain age, our age, and we thought it would be a very good platform for talking about aging and growing older and the problems that women particularly face. And we liked the added adjunct of the fellas being older men who come out late in life and try to claim themselves. We thought it was just a good opportunity to show that kind of growth in the cult.
And also it shows that even though you think that you're just going to die because what's happened to you is so horrible, that it's never too late to start over.
Yeah.
You know, they end up not only surviving but thriving.
Well, and that's the thing that's so interesting about this series is it's very serious, it's very real, and at the same time, of course, both of you bring such great humor to it. I want to listen to another scene. This is when we see the children of both Frankie and Grace react to the news. Here are Grace and Robert's two daughters, played by June Diane Raphael and Brooklyn Decker, and they arrive for brunch at their parents' house.
Dad, you're gay? Bud called. When were you planning on telling us?
I just wanted one last normal brunch.
Is someone going to start explaining what's going on?
Ask your father.
Dad.
Well, girls, it kind of is what it is.
Great talk, Dad.
Oh, please, sit down.
I mean, if I found out you were being indicted, I would have said sure, but this...
You know, one of the things that's difficult in this is it's hard to know who to sympathize with.
I think with all of them deserve sympathy.
Yeah.
The men are brave enough to come out and stand up to who they are, and that's to be admired. But it's also hard. I mean, at one point, Sam Waterston, Saul, Frankie's husband, he says, I guess I'm never not going to be coming out. They have to keep explaining themselves. And the women, you know, they think they've been broken, but in fact, they've been broken open.
Well, there's the idea that you can always start over. There's also obviously a social message here because we're in a time when gay rights are right on the top of the agenda. We'll get a ruling from the Supreme Court probably in the next month or so about gay marriage in this country.
Yeah, no, this is an issue that would be very important to me and have it be handled in a good way, in an informed way.
Were there any points in filming this show, Lily Tomlin, when you thought that your character has to say something that you yourself would feel is not appropriate to say?
Let me think.
Teachers.
Oh, yeah, I said something I regretted terribly. It was the first day of shooting. And I mean, they were my two sons, after they learned about their father being gay, one son says about the other, you know, just starts extolling his virtues, which are kind of low bar. And I say, are you kidding? He's a substitute teacher. Oh, and I just hated that.
Because we have respect for substitute teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't like dissing people, either one of us. So we try to change it, if anything.
Except politicians deserve dissing.
Don't get cynical.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying some politicians who are hypocritical, who legislate against humanity,
right,
and all kinds of things. I mean, politicians are fair game, I think.
Now, I want to ask each of you, and I'll start with you, Lily Tomlin. How much do these characters actually resemble you? You, Lily Tomlin, and you, Jane Fonda.
Well, Frankie doesn't resemble me very much in appearance because she wears her hair very long and natural. She doesn't color any gray, and she's a painter. She's very bohemian.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm maybe slightly on the fringes of that, but I'm not committed to that lifestyle as Frankie is. Frankie's been out there for a long time.
And what about Grace?
Well, I mean, I have parts of me that are very, very, very not like Grace. But there's also parts of me, you know, I spent a lot of time in my youth worrying about, was I married to the right man? Everything was kind of external, how I looked, who I was married to, what I was doing, how I would be viewed by people, kind of in somewhat the same way. Because a marriage came to an end, I was forced to sort of discover who I really was, which is what's going to happen to Grace over time. So in that way, I identify with her.
And meanwhile, you, Lily Tomlin, you've been in one relationship for more than 40 years.
Yeah. Oh, I have been. That's right. I'm very much like Frankie. My gosh, I am Frankie.
Well, let me ask you this, because you did bring up age earlier, and I wonder, the two of you working at this point in your career, you're both in your 70s, it must feel pretty good to be headlining a Netflix show right now after
you
so
betcha.
Many great things over the years.
It's nice. It's like making one very long movie. And because it's Netflix, you don't have to kind of put a button on the end of every episode to, you know, to keep people coming back next week. You can just kind of make it all flow together, which is very nice for this particular style series, I think.
When we read that ABC and HBO were both interested in this series, it ended up going to Netflix. But how did you feel in the first place about doing a show for Netflix as opposed to one of the broadcast networks or something like HBO?
Well, I think we secretly, covertly wanted Netflix to pick us.
It's kind of hip,
yeah,
to be on Netflix when you're an old broad.
How many more seasons of this do you want to do?
I want to do it for so long that Lily and I are in adult diapers.
No, I won't. I will not be in adult diapers.
You
and
won't?
Don't ever say that again.
Okay, I won't. Until we can't remember our lines.
Although I have sympathy for people who are in adult diapers. Just to keep our
theme going here.
Our philosophy consistent.
Yes. A long time, in other words. It would be fun to keep doing the series until we really get old. Like on Walker or somewhere.
They'll get very interested in how we've maintained ourselves.
Well, you both look amazing in this show. I couldn't believe when I read that you were in your 70s after watching this.
I'm pushing 80, kiddo.
I'm right in the middle, 75. And the 74 is the new middle-aged anyway.
Is that what you found out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So we've got like 20, 30 years ahead of us.
I don't feel middle-aged. I feel older than middle-aged.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
My back hurts.
Oh.
That's okay.
It's all that work.
I'm rising above it.
I think if you have extra time in your day while filming this series, we should just start a new Lily and Jane show on NPR. That would be
good.
What a good idea.
We could do that anyway.
I'll be your sidekick. Well, before I let you go, I do want to say one thing, Lily Tomlin, which is this is probably the like least significant movie that you've ever done, but I have seen it probably 100 times, and that is Big Business.
I have so many people who say, Anastasia, you know, the person who does Oprah's eyebrows or used to. If she's
I don't know.
She said to me, my daughter and I learned English from Big Business.
Wow. Son of a bull ape. I haven't seen it. Now that's something else I
have never seen.
No, I'm gonna, right now I'm gonna go get it.
Oh.
But listen, don't but you know what you have to see is her new film, Grandma.
Oh, you're
so
sweet.
Oh, it is so good. I cannot tell you how good it is. It's so funny. Laverne Cox is in it. And
Marcia Gay Harden, Sam Elliott, Judy Greer.
It's really good.
Well, it sounds great, and I will check it out. And Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, working a lot and starring in this new Netflix series called Grace and Frankie, which premieres on Friday. Thanks to both of you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And by the way, it was that movie, Big Business, that made this song my go-to karaoke song, Higher Love, which ends the movie.